Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. This is I Allegedly, and I've got a good one for you today because it's raining, which is something we have not had in 8 months. 8 months with no rain. And also, it's going to be a record year. You're going to see more businesses close in 2025 than you've seen in any other year. We're off to a record start. Please hit the like button. Please subscribe to the channel, and let's get right into it. I'm telling you guys, so many things have happened, and we keep thinking, okay, this is as bad as it's going to get. It's going to get better now. Well, what we've experienced in 2024 was a really, really bad year as far as retail sales and problems with stores closing. Okay, think about this. Already through the first 3 weeks of January, we had 2,041 stores close. A year ago at this time, we had 470 stores close. It is up a staggering 40%. They anticipate that we're going to have 15,000 retail stores close in a myriad of industries, from auto parts to retail to clothing to fast food, convenience. I mean, all these different things that they consider quick stop stores even are going to go down for the count. And it's wild because when you think about hardware stores going down, you think about, Macy's is closing a record number of stores this year as a new strategy to get through this. It's nuts, guys. Now, they blame this on two shopping companies, Temu and Shein, as the big reason that these stores are closing, because you can go buy store, dresses and clothing items for $2 a piece at Shein, which they look like they're $2 a piece, if you know what I mean. So crazy that you're seeing this, but it's just the sign of the times right now. People are not going to go out to retail stores. Think about this. Online sales were up 8.3% last year. This year it's anticipated to be up 23.1%. So look at all these ducks out here. Yes, they're ducks. Okay. Just crazy, just beautiful. This is the animal sanctuary that's next to the Huntington Beach Library. This is beautiful to come out here. And weather like this just brings everybody out. Very nice, very nice. Something different to see. So, absolutely crazy that we're seeing this. And, all the different layoffs, all the different problems that we have, there's so many investigative things I've done for this week. So it's going to be a good week for videos for you guys. I'll tell you that, because a bunch of cool stuff that has been sent to me. Next thing is, you can only push a company so far before it has to make major changes. Because, hey, we're going to lose money. No, you guys are Amazon. You're never going to lose money. How about the Amazon in Quebec? They are getting rid of every fulfillment station, every delivery station. You have 170 people that are going to lose their jobs in the next 2 months because they can't afford the demands that have been put on them for hours and wages and all that. So you can unionize, you can have higher wages, better, benefits. But then when it gets to a certain point, hey, we're not making enough money. Well, profit. That's all you guys want is profit. You have to. There's this one thing that was explained to me when I was very young. There's a separate entity called the company, guys, and the company has to make money for this thing to survive, the cogs of the wheels to continue to go around. Kind of cool seeing this like this when there's nobody out here. So it's going to be interesting because, this is all over Canadian news, and yeah, they're going to close and it's done. I don't think you're going to get out of this one. I don't think it's going to be, yeah, we change our mind, we're going to stay. No. They push them way too far for this. So, people are having a really difficult time, and I get that. But the thing that I am blown away with is the government employees that are upset. There is a group of government employees right now that are furious that they have to go back to the office 5 days a week. It's unproductive to be in the office. I get more done from home. Some people do. Some people work better. I have a studio. I like working in the studio and things I like to do there. But I like also coming out here, and it was great that it finally stopped raining for 15 minutes so I could film for you guys. But these people are furious. These people, do not, you guys, it's not the same thing. Okay. Go to your, go to work, go work at the company. We want you to punch a clock. We want you to be here. What's wrong with that? Oh, no, 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 no. Our rights are being violated. No, they're not. They're not. You know, I talked about this on the private channel. You know, Dr. Marvin is a, I want to call him a psychologist, therapist. Okay. During COVID, one thing that they allowed certain therapists to do that had certain licenses at certain levels. Don't quote me on knowing all this. But one thing that he did, he was allowed to do online therapy, which makes sense because maybe somebody can't drive in, or you don't want the risk that we were living through during that time for these people to hop into a car and sit across the room from them in a mask when they can sit in the privacy of their own home and get some therapy from somebody that knows what he's doing. So with that being said, a lot of good came out of things like that. And this guy's, you know, he flourished during this time, got to work a lot. Well, that's great. Well, if you're a government employee, why can't you go to the office? And again, you know, I got to start saving some of these comments that people send me, because it's just crazy how they get all upset. There are therapy groups, and there are self, you know, let's call them self-help groups on Facebook, where these people are getting together to, you know, to work through this problem of having to go to work. Huh? I mean, I just don't get it, guys. I just don't get it. You know, phone it in with your mechanic. You know, oh, you've got to get go show up so he can work on the car. Okay, that's different, Dan. Always different to me. Okay, so let me know what you think about this. Again, it's nice, guys. We've not had rain in a year. We had a record rainfall last year, and then this year, since that record rainfall, didn't rain for 8 months here in Southern California, and we finally got rain. So, if there's any alligators out here. I love all these predictors that come out and tell you how bad things are, and that we're in a bubble, and this is bad, and that's bad. You know what's funny is the diamond industry, first of all, has had its day in the sun completely erased. I mean, think about this. Diamonds have gone down 74% since the year 2000. Isn't that wild? 74%. You want to save some money? I mean, remember all the heist movies? They stole diamonds, and they were worth $18 million. You know, all that crazy stuff that we saw. And De Beers says right now that it's sitting on $2 billion worth of diamond inventory, and they've cut diamond mining off well over 20% right now. So they're not going to be diamond mining. Plus, there's also man-made diamonds now. Who wants that? Who wants a man-made? Hey, here's a fake diamond. Remember, the idea of a diamond was it was something that took millions of years to make, and you get to wear it in your ear or around your neck or on your finger, and that's what made it so valuable. Have you ever driven to Las Vegas and seen the huge solar farm to the left as you drive what they call State Line Area, which is from California to Nevada? Have you seen that huge solar farm that's been there? Guess what? It's going to close within 2 years because it's not producing enough power. What? Huh? How is the sun not there anymore when all you do is see the glare? Okay. Well, one thing that's crazy about that, when it was first installed years ago, when you drive there, it was just blinding. I mean, to the left, because they didn't have these blocks up and things like that. And the solar farm that was there, you'd see it, and it would just create all this glare towards drivers, and people complained about it. Now they're saying it's not efficient enough. So, oh, yeah, so it's a problem. How about this? 6,000 birds flew into that thing and just got incinerated by the heat of the mirrors and the solar glare, okay? So anyways, that's done. It's okay. You know what I mean? If you watch the movie Landman, remember, we got to keep oil between $60 and $78 a barrel, or whatever the number is. It's great. It was a great way of putting it. Albert Edwards is a man that says that we are in a stock market bubble and it's going to happen anytime. Now, the reason why I mentioned this one, because this guy called the dot-com bubble, and I've never mentioned Albert Edwards on my channel before. My friend Dave sent me this story. So do you guys pay attention to these guys? Because I do. Sooner or later, these guys are going to be right. Sooner or later, you're going to see gold go through the roof and Peter Schiff's going to be right. Robert Kiyosaki's going to be right. Dan's going to be right, for that matter, you know? So just very, very exciting. And Albert Edwards is a new one to tell you that you need to get out of the stock market right now, because you're going to see a massive drop. It could go down as much as 75%. He called the dot-com bubble to say that it was going to drop 50%, and boy, was he right. So let me know what you think about this so far. One thing that's funny is that I forgot to mention earlier with the government workers going back to the office was Elon Musk suggested this. And they say it's political BS. And there's a great article below about Elon saying, you know, you have to work here. If you want to, if you don't want to come in, don't have a job. And that's what he said at Tesla and SpaceX too. So, yeah, you know, phone in that working for, you know, on those rockets. No, come in. Trying to send people to space, okay? So there's that. I'm always saddened by legacy businesses that go out of business. There is a 174-year-old bookstore called Books Incorporated, and they are going out of business right now. They just filed for bankruptcy, and they had, you know, at one point almost 100 stores. Their flagship store in San Francisco, nobody's going to because nobody can read in San Francisco, okay? Correct me if I'm wrong, okay? Man of the people, Jamie Dimon, got a raise, okay? His pay went to $38.1 million, okay? $36 million last year, $38.1 million this year. Man of the people. $1.5 million salary, and then the rest is bonuses. So he got $37.5 million in bonuses. Isn't that great? Man of the people, just like you and me. Jamie Dimon's there. You know, he's had almost... is approaching his 20th year of running the show over there at JP Morgan. So it'll be interesting. Again, just like us, guys. He's just like us common folk, you know? So anybody out there that makes $38.5 million, please let me know. You know, one thing that's good about this rain is the fires could potentially be out right now. But man, oh man, if it rained just enough to get things wet, to cool it off to where the fires could be, you know, put out. But they anticipate the number of damage, and you can read the article below from the LA Times, $250 billion. The costliest natural disaster in ever. And again, man, I just, you know, I feel for these people because, you know, everybody's had disaster in their life, from theft to a car accident, to, you know, burglaries and, you know, houses burning down and things like this. But to have a whole community and have your you know, kids' school burned down, it's just terrible. It's absolutely terrible. And right now, the number keeps going up, guys. We've heard, you know, 50% of the people won't be able to build. Then it was 60, then it was 70, 72. Now they say almost 75% of people will never be able to go back to those homes again, ever, in their communities again. They will not have the financial means to rebuild. Here's the thing about this. Well, insurance is going to pay for it. What's your deductible on that? You know, how much of the hotel are they going to pay while you're living there? You know, a lot of cities, and I believe the Palisades are like this, that you just can't put up a motorhome and live there. It's considered illegal. You could be homeless, but you want to live there legally in a motorhome? No, no, no. We don't allow camping in this community. Come on, go away. Okay? But they won't kick the guy out that lives in the tent down the street from you. You know, Adam Carolla brought the greatest thing ever. He said, you're going to see the Winnebagos parked on those lots of those $30 million houses, but long before these people get approved for these permits. Trump went in there on Friday and told Karen Bass, the mayor, these people need to be able to remove things. Think about this, guys. With this rain, you know, it's so damaging. And, you know, talking to my buddy Mike Adams, about everything that's in those soil is horrific, guys. It's absolutely horrific when you have a fire and all the toxins and everything, and all that stuff has to be cleared out. But, you know, these people want to rebuild. No, there are basically two types of people. You have some people that have so much money and so much cash that if they go, hey, listen, yeah, we're going to pay for this, but it's going to probably be 90 days for you to be reimbursed for the dumpster and for the construction crews. You got guys that are loaded there and gals that are loaded that are sitting there going, fine, I want my house rebuilt right now. And they're going to go pay for all this stuff out of pocket to get their family back in order and to clear those lots so they can talk to, you know, the contractors and get them in. Normally, you have such a long permitting process for these places, and the federal permit's done, approved instantly. It'll be interesting to see what happens. And one thing that was brought up, and I brought this up on the private channel over the weekend, and that was, you know, the 9/11 Commission made sure that there was that certain things were done correctly and properly, and that we weren't just played with and hosed around. Well, the LA has a problem with money going missing. And the most recent thing is that, and Karen Bass oversaw this, the mayor of LA, that there's $23 billion that's gone unaccounted for. Guys, it's so much money. It's so much money. You know, some woman put together a thing and said that if she could get $6 billion, it would cure world hunger. And Elon said, really? Show me that. I'll put that together, because he could put $6 billion together. So, anyways, this is just crazy. You're going to see people that are really upside, you know, upside down. The people in North Carolina, they just took federal funds that were for the immigrants and for other people and gave it back to the people in North Carolina. So they're going to have money to rebuild, get hotel rooms. Thank God, guys. Look at this. They're beautiful birds flying by. Anyways, this is cool. Stuff like this is really cool to come out and do because it's free. And if you have young kids and push them around in a stroller, they can play out here, but they get to see all the wildlife and everything. That's kind of fun. And again, it's supposed to rain all day today and all day tomorrow. So just got a little break for you guys. I'm going to finish this video with these last few stories. And I want to remind you guys that we have a private channel called I Allegedly Live. You sign up at iallegedly.tv, and it's uncensored content. Almost 200 videos there already. I love it. I love doing the extra stuff for you guys, and it's been great so far. So check that out today. Plus, let's finish this video with these last few stories. There's a therapist out there that was talking about how he loves his Cybertruck, and it's such a great vehicle to drive, but he's sick of people driving, you know, by and flipping him off. And as a therapist, he drives around the state of Arizona and loves, you know, spreading, you know, good cheer and, you know, helping people. But he just cannot take how when he pulls up to a patient's house or meets someone, how upset they are that he drives a Cybertruck. And he calls the Cybertruck the Brick House. And his name is Sweet Girl, by the way. So Sweet Girl likes his brick house. And he's upset that people are giving him a hard time. Okay? Some of the stuff writes itself, okay? So the next thing is Marcus Lemonis owns Camping World. In Greenville, North Carolina, he has a Camping World outlet. There's over 100 around the country, and they fined him for having too big of an American flag. I'm like, huh? How's that a crime? So he's been fined almost $1,500. He says, I'm never taking this down. The flagpole, they say, is too tall. And I'm thinking, oh, it must be because of, you know, airplanes or something like that. It must be way up there. No, nothing like that. We just don't like it. It's too tall. Your flag's too big. And we've got too much time on our hands with the city of Greenville, North Carolina. So, anyways, life, guys, American flag. So he just says, no, I'm not going to take it down. Final story is there was a book turned into the Greenwich, Connecticut Library that was 56 years overdue. It's a book called The Sun Also Rises by some hack named Ernest Hemingway wrote that. So, anyways, totally overrated. Anyways, Hemingway wrote that book, and somebody anonymously turned it in because they didn't want to face the wrath of the fixed 56-year fine. What would that be? Would that be like 10 grand or something for turning your library book in that late? And it was interesting how they, you know, said, "Well, we got the book back now, so I don't think it's going to be put back into circulation." But that's that. So, Anyways, please hit the like button. Please subscribe to the channel. And if you have any questions, it's hello@iallegedly. Send me your stories, because I love all the stuff that you guys send me out. Okay? So please take a look at it today. Okay? Send it out. Let's talk. And I'm trying to avoid the people behind me. Okay? See you soon.